I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today's first headline brings us to Central Asia, where Christians are the target of a government crackdown. I'll have the latest for you in a moment. And then later we'll hear from a ministry working in South Asia. They have a gospel opportunity that you might want to know about. Details in a couple minutes. But first, pressure continues to build on Christians in Tajikistan. In the latest encounter, officials burned more than 5,000 Christian calendars. And they also told parents not to bring kids under 10 years old to religious meetings. Broad category that could include church services. David Curry of Open Doors USA tells us.
The incident you're referring to, that's a signal to us that Tajikistan may be going in a more radical direction. Certainly, we've seen a lot of that, a lot of really difficult things happening in Central Asia, and Tajikistan is in that way falling in line with this radical agenda.
Tajikistan ranks at number 29 on the Open Doors World Watch list, and that list describes 50 countries where it's extremely difficult or nearly impossible to live out the Christian faith. Pressure comes mostly from the government, but also the wider Muslim society.
Awareness is always key. That's why we're talking here today, obviously, because people don't know a lot of the things that are happening in Tajikistan. They're not aware of the restrictions on Christians. They don't realize that governments are using laws to make sure that Christians can't share their faith with their children.
And here's how you can help.
Share these stories on social media so that the Christian church wakes up here in the West to what's going on, and then be people of prayer.
Next, International Media Ministries, based in Madrid, Spain, is dedicated to training Christians around the world. Through its training, IMM empowers national Christians to use media to tell their stories and share the gospel. President of IMM, Denise Godwin, says the mission is to get Jesus on every screen.
Our niche is to create dramas, whether that's a micro drama of 2 minutes for social media or a full drama that's going to be broadcast on a satellite channel.
Through training, IMM teaches Christians how to develop and engage with their media outreach by sharing their stories. But sharing a video on social media isn't really enough. That's why IMM does strategy training to empower national Christians to strategically use media to share Christ.
It seems like there's a developing global culture of video-oriented people, but what we find is story tends to be the thing that draws people a little more strongly than, say, reporting. We all kind of check in on the news, but we want to sink into a story. And so training people to tell stories in a clear way, in a strategy way, is really important and seems to have a really big draw for people.
So what do we do with a story like this? Well, we can pray for IMM's work, their video projects, and the people they train. More details at our website. And Bibles for the World is moving forward this year with a new project in Southern Asia. They're aiming to become partners with more local Christians in the countries around India. In one country, Bibles for the World has adopted 5 formerly unreached people groups. John Paraiti tells us,
we really have taken a leap of faith. There are geographic obstacles to reaching them. There's political obstacles as well. The UUPGs around the world, they are still remain unengaged and unreached for a reason. And we have to systematically and methodically work through the reasons why the gospel hasn't been able to get to them.
One barrier for the ministry are the anti-conversion laws stopping people from converting to another religion. Now, this makes becoming a Christian potentially dangerous for those living in South Asia.
Certainly in some countries in the region, they are experiencing pushback. They're experiencing persecution and opposition. Some of it, you know, actually comes to the light of day. Other things are happening beneath the surface.
Would you like to help spread God's word throughout Asia? Well, you can consider praying for new believers as they face persecution. But if you want to know more about this story or others from today's broadcast, go to missionnews.org and find your place in the story. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So you can join us here on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, or podcast us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.